Okay.
So last weekend I went to New York and then I came back on Sunday. That was interesting because
Oh.
for some of the days the weather was good and then that Sunday was a disaster. And then when we left on when, no, that Saturday was a disaster of weather because it was
Yeah.
rainy and it was windy and
All day.
cold.
Yeah, I was about to
And
say that when I did my dad's birthday party and I had to drive down in that weather. It was crazy.
it was horrible.
Yeah.
So imagine going out to eat and looking in Brooklyn for stuff and you in that weather. So that was our last day there, and then Sunday we all left at different times. I was the last one to leave, and the weather was so nice.
Yep.
I was so upset.
It's a typical Jersey weekend. It's in New York weekend. It's been the last few months. It's very rare when we get a beautiful Saturday. We do, the news goes crazy. I'm like, guess what day is going to be gorgeous this week? Like, this Saturday is actually going to be nice up here. So, which we're owed. But the day that I'm moving out, it's going to be raining. But it doesn't matter to me what day it is. I mean, I'm not the one carrying all this heavy shit.
Do you have help to help you move?
Yes, the people I paid. So
Cool.
they're gonna come in here and get all this hefty stuff, put it in storage for a week and a half, and then when my new apartment's done, go over there and get jiggy with it.
Well, hopefully everything goes how it needs to go.
I hope so. I hope so. Keep it in
So,
your prayers, everybody.
yes, please. Please take your pain pills.
Here.
No, nobody's taking the iPad. Come here so I can brush up your hair. Put the jacket on.
Okay. What's up, Tim?
And don't leave your stuff all over the place.
Okay. It's gonna be no fun without iPad.
Yes, it is. It's good. You're gonna have real kid fun.
Old school fun.
Right, your iPad the only thing.
Is that big jacket?
No, this is Dungeon. You can
Hi,
call me.
Dungeon.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
We're about to do a show. I'm just fixing your hair. And please behave yourself. And don't be rude. Don't walk off.
What if I don't?
Then you're gonna get in trouble, all right?
What if I don't care?
When we just go about to find out, huh?
Because I kind of actually don't care.
Okay, we'll see.
No, if they're like getting me mad, what do I say?
Keep your hands to yourself, you tell Chrissy.
I want to pull these
Keep your
pants
hands
up
to
on.
yourself. All right. So these notes from the show have been marinating.
Okay.
I have posted it on TikTok and I posted it on IG and they've been getting a few eyes because I think the world know what the answer is.
Yeah, they do.
We might get a few women in here that says no, it's not. But in reality, I think it is. So this is a Real Relationship Report. This is episode 6. And the question is, the topic is, do you only date men contingent upon what they can provide? And in a monogamous way, I feel like this is a confusing one for women today because people always like to say, why are you with him if he can't do X, Y, and Z? And most men love to say, if I was a woman, I would never be broke. I'd always have a man to be able to do this or be able to do that. And then if you grew up in a generation that, did it for many other different reasons, or were in relationships, like back in the day, your grandparents were in a relationship because that was just the way. You got somebody pregnant, now y'all together.
Yep.
Or you got somebody pregnant, now you get married. That was the pressure then. I think the pressure now is a bit different because they got together for like life staples, a house, a job, a car, protector, need somebody to cook for them. Now it's like a man could cook for himself. A man could get a house for himself. A woman could cook for herself. A woman could get a house for herself, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Now it's like on some choosing shit. I'm with you or I'm choosing you for these reasons. Do I agree or do I disagree on the reasons I'm choosing you? And I think people are still using each other today, but not in the same sense of I wanted to have a family, so I got married, or I wanted to have a house, so I got married. I don't think people are still doing that. So I would say from your grandparents' generation to now, I think the need for each other has shifted. The want for each other is really based upon your personal needs, but I don't think we need each other the way our grandparents needed each other. I don't think we need each other the way our parents may have needed each other. So now it's like, are women picking men only based upon how they can change her life or do something for her? Is she strictly thinking, I don't have to do anything to be with this man?
Mm-hmm. Which is utterly ridiculous. Ridiculous. Like, I need y'all to understand the perspective I'm coming from with this, too, is that when we're talking about dating, we almost have to define what dating is, because I think a lot of women aren't doing this for men that they just have find potential in or find to be handsome and, you know, have looking for a vibe and all that.
Right.
You know, because that, most of the time, that motherfucker isn't providing a damn thing.
Right.
So, but that's also the one she will fight tooth and nail to stay with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make excuses on why he does the dumb shit he does. And make more excuses on how he's eventually going to get it together while also, you know, kicking his back in and talking shit to his girls about how terrible of a person he is and cheats on her. But then defend why she's staying with him. So that guy is not part of this conversation. You know, the ones that y'all are doing this to for the most part are the men that you do see possibly have their shit together. And you're like, let me see how much more I can get out of him. Let me see how much I can make him work for this. But like, I noticed that anytime with me, a lot of times women will meet a guy like me and be like, you know, what you offer, you know, how much money you gonna spend, this, that, and the third. Now that'd be okay if I was in a strip club meeting these women.
Right.
You know, which is funny because even the strippers don't talk to me like that. And I'm literally in there to spend money on them. But they don't even come at me like that. Yet you regular ass holes in these streets out here acting like I need to pay just to talk to you. And I'm like, nah, you got it twisted. Like, I'm not here to do that. And the whole thing is why it's so hard for a man like a man of my status to want to even prove ourselves to you is because we know who you've been with. We know what you like. We know who you drool over and who you want to really be with. So for me to sit here and try to tap dance for you, it's almost like, what's the point? I know you'd much rather be with some broke-ass nigga to live with his mother than you can chase around the hood and start little fights with other hood rat bitches with. You know what I mean? You don't appreciate men like me. You don't want, it's almost, I think I said this before, Shan, where as when you're single and you have your shit together, you're almost scared to tell people. Because that may very well turn off the woman you're talking to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're single and you're like, oh, yeah, I got my own place, all this. And she might then start to be like, oh, he's a bit much for me. Maybe I need to go back to the lower standard guys I usually fuck with who ain't got nothing that I can control. Then find a way to ghost you. You know what I mean?
And I feel like those women who feel like a man who has, like, his shit together, they feel like they can't do their childish, petty shit with him because he's smarter. And exactly. So they'd rather have a man who they feel like they can belittle or talk down on or play those games, because you're not one to tell me anything. You don't have your shit together either. And my thing is like, why are women today looking at it like that, when you can see a man who has his shit together and be like, okay, how can he help me get my shit together so I can meet him where he's at? And does he see the potential or the worth in me to get me to a level of where he's at? And that's another reason why I don't understand why older men pick younger women and then wonder why their immaturity is where it's at. Their immaturity is where it's supposed to be for their age. The question, you as an older man, do you have the patience or the want to teach as you have this woman or guide this woman to be who you would love her to become? And there are some men who are just like, I'm not about to pour into no woman if she not gonna stay with me. And there's some men who know off tops, this is going to be a short-term thing, but I'm gonna teach you, I'm gonna put you in a better position than when you came.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm one of the, if you're not gonna benefit me in the future, I'm not teaching you shit. If this is just for a good time, we just having a good time, then we have a good time. Now, we have conversations, and I see you can talk on that level, then we can talk. But as far as me pouring into you just to go, you know, like women would say, to make you better for the next bitch, nah. Like, I'm good. Like, I'd be like, listen, you can stay the same toxic person you are, and we had a good time. I'm not going to be toxic with somebody else. I'm not going to sit here and try to lecture you on how you could be better. Like, you usually have to do that with a woman that does have her stuff together that you do want to date, and help her get out of those bad ways. So why am I going to waste it on a girl that I have no interest or future with? Right. And I'm like, I'm not spending that kind of energy on her. You don't even deserve it. Right. And plus, you're not going to take it seriously. You're just going to be like, whatever, nigga. Then go and proceed to throw a brick at your ex-boyfriend's car and get pregnant by him again. I have no time to sit there and waste my valuable intelligence talking to you about things like life. I'm not doing that, sorry. Not if you're not for me.
Right. I'm going to play these messages and we can continue. What's up, y'all?
I'm only armchair philosophizing, but I don't really know what it takes to have a long-term same marriage these days, because in the ups and downs of life, it can get really down for one or both persons. And if you have the option to bail when things get real bad, who would stick around and why? I do ask these questions in a very confused but searching way. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a great question.
I think it's very rare that people will stick around now, because if your person's issues or challenges are not in your mind worth sticking around to help them through or, you know, guide them through, then you're going to shrug it and feel like, oh, it's not worth it, me sticking around. They need to fix that. So when they're in the good, then we could get back together. And there's a lot of people with that mindset of, I only want to be around you when it's good. I only want to go out with you when you have your shit together. I only want to introduce you to my people when you look good on paper, but nobody wants to stick around for the process or the grind of getting there. And I think that's very rare. Like, it's rare that you meet somebody now that is in their 30s that were still together from when they went to high school or went through college, or their 20s and they're still together. Yeah, they have their challenges, but they stay through those challenges. It's rare. You'll hear stories of, oh, we were together when we were in our early 20s. We separated, we parted ways, and then life, quote unquote, brought us back together. And I think, yeah, sometimes people need their time apart to grow, but sometimes people work better or have a stronger bond when they work through those challenges together. So, yeah, I see that too.
Yeah. No, definitely. And we have a show coming up called The Grass Is No Longer Greener, which will help answer that question for you. Because a lot of people leave off of that, where they're like, oh, you know what? I'm good looking. I can just go do better. The next person I'm going to find is going to be richer, have better sex, have a better job, be more emotionally in tune with me, all that stuff. All for you to go out there and find this is nothing but a garbage can full of garbage people.
Okay.
It is bad. Like, I don't even think the good people know how to act anymore at this point. The good people might be scared to hit you up because they're scared that you're going to be garbage, even though you look like you might be a good match for them. You know?
I think, and that's another thing too, good people get slapped in the face for being good people to the point where now I understand why older people are mean. Mm-hmm. Because they probably went through a process of being good to the wrong people and they tapped out.
Yep. They're like, I'm just going to treat everybody like shit. Is this what y'all want? Yes. Is this what you want from me? I'm going to treat all y'all like shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What DMX say?
What these bitches are for.
I'm going to play the next message.
Hey, she gets it. Dungeon, shalom. Yes. Hope you're doing well. That's where, when you guys are talking about these issues, it always relates for some reason to the experiences that I've had. Anyway, regardless, yeah, I think the answer is yes. I think it is important to figure out what a person is providing you. And I actually, as a man, I thought that it was unimportant. I thought it was unimportant for me to vet out what the woman was providing, what she had on the table and whatnot. So that led me into a trap, you know. I thought that I got it all covered. A bit narcissistic and arrogant on my part. But I don't fully get the problem of dating based on what a man provides you, but I see the word contingent there, and so maybe it can be taken a bit too far, so I'll be listening.
Exactly.
I think everything requires balance, right? And mm-hmm. I think with a woman meeting you and you meeting a woman, just because you're a man doesn't mean you're obligated to do everything in that relationship. It always requires balance. I think the best thing to see with a man and a woman in a relationship is you see how he contributes to the relationship and you see how she contributes to the relationship. For me, my grandparents were married for like 40-something years. I never seen my grandfather wash a dish. I've never seen my grandfather have to cook anything because his wife cooked, or one of his daughters cooked, or one of his grandsons cooked. You know what I'm saying? When you call my grandfather in the kitchen, it's because his food is at the table and the table is set. Not because he has to wait. You know, not because he has to wait for food. And I feel like at the same time, how did my grandfather contribute? He helped my grandmother provide for 11 children. He mm-hmm. built the house that she had the kids in. He made sure the electricity stayed on. There was life insurance. He made sure he could, when she passed, we had two funerals. We had one in Philly, and he paid for everybody's plane ticket and paid to get her body shipped to Jamaica, where he buried her next to her parents. And mm-hmm. he paid for that stuff, too. And that's how it needs to be in a relationship. If a man is providing you a home, you don't have to work and you have his children or not, when he comes home, make it a home.
Yes.
Let him see what him working and him giving you the effort of what he's getting and earning does with when you put your hands on it. Double what he gives you. And I feel like when you have relationships now, women may look at men and be like, oh, he has this and that, and he makes this much money. If I'm with him, my life is going to be great. But they're never looking at it like, he can do this and this and this. When I'm with him, I can help him do this and this and this, and it can be better. I can be someone to help take some of his challenges off his plate. Mm-hmm. They're always looking like, oh, I'm your beautiful wife. Don't you want me to have nice things? Just pay for it or just do it. They're looking for someone to adult for them now, is what I think.
And it's purely ignorant that you would come at a man like that, because what man who does have the abilities to take care of you and can afford to do that and has set himself up in a way where he can provide that type of life is going to want to go to the woman that goes, hey, I'm pretty. Do everything else for me.
Yeah.
I'm not here for you at all. Like, it's all about me. Happy wife, happy life. Don't care about you at all. If you think those are the circumstances you're going to meet a man under nowadays, and he's going to accept you and bring you in and take care of you financially and physically and mentally and all that, just because you're hot, you got another day coming. Because if you think you'll come in and mess up that man's mental peace or be cheating on him with some broke nigga from the projects he used to fuck with and be talking crazy and have bad, you know, can't raise the kids, can't keep the home up, or can't work yourself, at the end of the day, what value are you to me? There is pussy everywhere.
Yep.
And you don't have to take care of nearly half of it.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would I take care of you because you pretty? There's pretty everywhere.
Yeah.
And you don't have to take care of half of it when you see it. You can just have it for a good time, have it for a few months, a few years, get rid of it. Yeah. So why are you looking for me to take care of you when you have nothing more to offer than a pretty, pretty vagina? Hey, vagina.
I think what's happening nowadays is folks are imagining an archetype of men and women, and they're not actually looking at the individual, and then they bow out of the equation when they see that the person in front of them is not fitting the archetype that they have themselves projected out. And I'll leave it at that for now.
I agree. You make up this person that you're supposed to be within your mind, not realizing that this person also comes with their cons, along with the pros that you're thinking about this whole time. Not realizing that this person is also going to come with some challenges. When my male friends who are straight and I do not want to screw see some of my women friends and they hit me like, let me talk to you something, I'd be like, no, that's not for you. And I'm not saying that's not for you because I feel like you're not deserving. I say that's not for you because I know how they do the men that they're interested in.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And as a friend, I'm not going to put you in that predicament because they will dog you out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I know women that know when a man likes them, and then within 4 minutes, she can size him up and see if he's even worth her time. And even if he's not worth her time, she dissects and be like, what can I get out of him?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I know married men who pay for dinners and lunches and give allowances to women that they won't even be able to smell their pussy.
And the guys got to stop doing that too. That's a big problem.
Okay. Nobody talks about that.
Yeah, stop doing
that. A lot of married men, not because you can't get pussy because you have pussy at home, not because you don't have a woman because you're married, but you look at women that you would go for when you're single time and you still fund them.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that. Stop funding that can afford to do this. No, actually, it's be dudes that can't afford to do it too, messing up their mortgage payment and all that, funding some hole that they ain't got no business funding.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like we have to have a whole talk about that.
Yeah, that it's crazy out here.
He stopped.
Yeah, it's crazy out here. And today, I dropped a show on She Gets It talking about lunch lames and how there are men out here who know the woman that they keep going after and she keeps politely shooting them down. The way, if he could only just sniff her air or coexist in her phone, that's all he needs. And that man faithfully sends random Cash Apps, sends Zelles, pays for lunches, pays for you know, her to get her nails done, her lashes. She could be with somebody. She could be married, and he's just dishing it out. And he's dishing it out because, one, he's insecure. Two, he's thinking he's wearing her down in some way. She'll keep me around because I'm doing something for her. The reality is that woman has all of her men's credit cards in her wallet.
Men that do that need to frequent a strip club more often so they understand how those type of women work.
Okay.
If you go to a strip club, you will understand the difference between a woman who will sell you a fantasy and let you spend your last dollar just to maybe, you know, get a sniff of her. Now, if you're an attractive man in a strip club, you'll get a few more benefits. You give them money, you know, they'll let you touch places. They'll kiss them. And they'll act like you're their boyfriend for the night. Now, but if you're unattractive and you go in there, you're going to get the, thank you, and the push. Buy me a dollar, you know, but like, you know, I know, because listen, I'm the attractive guy in the strip clubs. These bitches be asking me to smoke hookah with them. You know, I got my main one that I go in there, and she be keeping other bitches off me. Like, yo, he's mine. Don't come over here. Now, obviously, I know that's for money purposes.
Right.
I do get special attention. You know?
You got to go in there level-headed.
Yeah. You got to know what it is. Like, don't go in there acting like these bitches love me because I'm a great guy. No.
Facts.
They love you because they see you and they're spending more money than most of them broke guys sitting at the bar. You know what I mean? And that's what you're supposed to dominate off of in the strip club. Y'all better treat me right. You know I spend money up in here. That's how I act. The owner treats you as such too. Owners come in, bouncers, they dap you up. Oh, it's this old boy. You know, move. They'll get you seats at the bar, all that. That's what I like about being a nigga that spends money at the strip club. They treat you like you spend money. You come in there and be on that broke shit, bartender sucking her teeth. What you want, broke boy? Oh, you gonna buy me? And the broker you are, the more they ask you for. Because they know to not ask a nigga for money for nothing. Because then I'll start telling you no, too. Like, yo, don't start bothering me. You know what to do. My money for her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they know what it is. So if you got money in the strip club, but it teaches you a lot about those type of women and how to realistically look. Differentiate between a quality woman and a woman that's just using you or trying to use you for what you
the
can
difference,
provide.
The difference between a hoe, a lady, and a bitch.
Please believe it.
There are different. That might have to be a show.
There's
a difference. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the women out here, they need to get them a Webster's or do a few Googles and look up what an escort is. Look up what a whore is. Look up what a prostitute is. Because if you're saying a man can't just ask me out and I'm going to go out, he got to buy me something first or he got to pay a bill. Ma'am, you're exchanging, that's a trade. You're selling vajayjay. You're selling yourself to someone that you wouldn't even look at if they weren't spending funds.
And I don't know why that it's funny that it doesn't come off to women that do that as to the average man that has a decent income. You're coming off immediately, not as a bad bitch I should be paying for. You're coming off as a broke bitch in a bad circumstance.
Yes.
If you think that coming off to me, the first thing I'm like, yo, can I talk to you? You paying a bill? I'm like, you live in the projects. I'm going to immediately think that. That's immediately what I'm going to think. Any grown woman that doesn't need that, if I ask her, you know, I talk to you for a minute, it's not going to be, can you pay a bill? It'll be like, oh, you know, no, don't thank you. I got a man or sure. Like, what's up? That's it. If you're asking for me to pay your bills, you're either one, under a certain age and can't afford your bills, or two, you're a broke bitch that's just using that money to go back and give it to your broke boyfriend and yell at him for y'all go out to do Uber Eats later on in the night. But don't think that you're coming off as sexy red or whoever. I don't think she's attractive, but like whatever bitch you think is cool that you think dudes like by asking them for money immediately.
And hey, this is the thing too.
Hey, you got to pay my mortgage. First of all, you don't have a mortgage. You're probably homeless. Get out of here.
Yeah, beautiful women and women who know how to speak and how to act and when to do certain things and when to shut up, because that is an art. Uh-huh. I come from a time where men who came into my presence, whether they were strangers, related, or father figures, they never left my presence without putting something in my hand. Mm-hmm. Okay? As a little girl, it might be candy in church. You know what I'm saying? If my brothers came to come, you know, visit our house in Philly, he's bringing something for me and my brother. And if he doesn't have anything to bring for me and my brother, he's putting a 20 in my hand before I leave. As I got older, it could be my cousin's children's father come by. Is such and such here? No, she's not here yet. Tell her that I came by and to call me. Okay. Before I step on my second foot in the house, there's $200 put in my hand with no explanation. Not give these $200 to Shauna. $200 put in my hand. So my thing is, if you find yourself as a woman out here begging men for money so then you could speak or say hello or respond, then you're definitely putting yourself in a escort prostitute-ish lane. There's no new words for that. Thank you. It's different if a man is talking to you on a regular basis, maybe stop by your job and he wants to bring you lunch. You didn't ask for lunch. He wants to bring you lunch, or he wants to take you out for dinner, or, you know, you meet him somewhere and he tells you, follow him to the gas station. He fills up your tank. You're not begging him for gas. You're not begging him for dinner. You're not begging him to pay your rent. It's one thing when a man offers, when he sees, when he listens to your day and he hears that, you know, you might be dealing with a lot on your plate to relieve you. How can I show up? And sometimes men show up by fixing shit in your house that you would have to call somebody to pay for. Sometimes men show up like, let me go ahead and take your car to the mechanic so they don't get over on you type shit. Or let me call somebody that I know that does that so you don't have to pay so much out of pocket. That's a man. But you have to be such a lady for him to say, she deserves X, Y, and Z from me. Let me give her that effort.
And please believe, ladies, that a lot of times the less you ask for, the more a man will be willing to just offer and do it. Like Shan was saying, if you're not asking for gas money, not asking for your nails and hair did, or for him to take you out places and buy you things every day, because also, you bitches that do it every fucking day. And it's so hard. Daddy, pay for that. Daddy, I need lunch, daddy. Like, yo, don't call me daddy and then really ask me for things your father should have given you when you were younger. I'm not in for that. If we're dead, you're also showing that you were just going to be another financial burden to me. I don't know what makes you think that guys who are making it decently, not broke niggas, but guys that, you know, might make a decent living, want another financial burden brought onto them. Right. You know what I mean? Like, just let him give you what he can. Like, he'll do it if he's really interested in you. But it is a big turnoff and a major sign that you are a broke bitch when the first thing you do when a man speaks to you is ask him to pay for anything, especially your phone bill. As Shan knows, for men and females, if you cannot afford your phone bill, go somewhere and lock yourself away until you become a real adult. Because I'm not talking to any adult on this planet anymore who can't afford their fucking phone bill.
Thank you so much for checking out the Real Relationship Report. Again, this podcast is not about hating men. This podcast is not about hating women. And this podcast is not about dumb relationship stuff. It's about self-checking and being aware of what you're doing and what you could be doing better. And if you would like to support this podcast, please follow this podcast on your favorite podcast app and please leave a review. Thank you very much.
Let's get back into it. Red and green flags. Ooh.
And they say they're an adult. Phone bills are not fucking mortgages. They are not car notes. If you are in your 30s, late 20s, or anywhere around there talking about, can you pay my phone bill? Don't talk to me. They should put you all somewhere in the city in northeastern part of the United States. Starts with a B and ends with an X. Because that's where all y'all live. A bunch of non-phone bill reform people live in that city. So that's where you should go if you need niggas to pay your phone bill. And right now, they're beating the bricks off of women left and right for not even talking to them. So I dare you to ask one of them niggas to pay your phone bill today. they're not playing.
And there's a flip to that coin, too. There are some men who feel like if they're not paying something in your life that you need, then you must have another man in your life or they don't have any purpose. There's some men that feel like, you know, if they get down on their luck or they don't have a job, then my woman's going to leave me. And my thing is, if your woman is only with you because you give her things or you give her money or you pay for her life, then she wasn't with you to begin with. She was with your wallet.
Exactly. You were the wrong person.
Yeah.
That person's supposed to be there through the good times and the bad and have enough faith in you that you're such a go-getter that even if you lose your job, because it will happen, or get laid off, especially if you're a minority, that you'll be able to get back up on your feet and go get an even better and higher paying job the next time. Because you've proven that to her. She should stay by you if you're that type of guy. But if you're just laying there on the couch, rolling the blunt, and providing good dick every now and then, you know.
And this is my thing. This is my thing, too, with that shit is like, if I'm with a man consistently and he's showing up for me consistently and he's taking care of what he needs to take care of mentally, emotionally, physically, and maybe financially, and I don't have to beg him, I don't have to keep saying things. If he ever was in a bind, I'm never going to put him in a position to ask. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to show up for your people. If my mom needed her meds and she couldn't pay for it, I would never put my mom in a position to ask me, can I pay for it? I'm just going to do it. And I think a lot of people are lacking people who have shown up for them in a certain way to the point they feel like that shit does not exist. It does exist. It's rare, but it does exist. But, you know, everybody wants something so quick. Everybody wants to see somebody in the club tonight, be in love for the next 3 months, and want it to stick. That's not real. That's not how that works.
That's not even a smart expectation to have.
Right? You have to give people time. And a lot of people don't give people time. Like, honestly, I don't even know what I've been doing for like the past 2 months, having a discussion with an ex of mine. But for example, he reached out to me, right? He reached out to me just on some check-in shit. We talk every once again, nothing like, I know I'm gonna speak to him tomorrow type shit. But I have male friends that are just friends. I'm not trying to screw him. They're not trying to screw me that I talk to more than I do him. But in his mind, he feels like there's certain things that I should do or want to do for him automatically just because of who he is. Before I was flying back to Atlanta, he texted me. He was like, one thing I noticed is if I mention something or I say something or I say I would like for you to do X, Y, and Z, you instantly tell me no. And he's like, you just don't give me no ease up. And I'm just like, you never sat and asked yourself, why would she tell me yes? Yeah. What have I done consistently since reaching out to her to show her something is different? To make her want to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want women to ask that. If you're out here and you're seeing a man on top of his shit, grinding it out, why would you feel like you have the audacity to come in his life and sit down so he can take care of you?
Just sit down. Just cross your legs and sit on my comfortable recliner. Put your feet up and be like, yeah, they can take care of me now. Who? You ain't my child.
Like, what?
What you mean?
Like, I feel like women wake up every morning and they just feel like I should be Savannah by now. Savannah was with homeboy LeBron since he was a teenager.
Savannah has put in her work.
Okay, the time.
She will never. Listen.
The effort.
Y'all need to understand this. Savannah and Juanita Jordan, those people, even Vanessa Bryant in a more fucked up manner, are people that were around when them niggas were shooting in the gym, as you say. Okay. You know what I mean? They weren't bothering those men. They weren't annoying them. They weren't asking them for nothing. They just stayed there. And then they reaped the benefit. That's why Jordan's wife, little people know, known most people, has one of the highest divorce settlements of all time.
Yeah. Original.
I think that man paid her $150 million flat. I was like, go on and enjoy the rest of your life. I don't want no problems. And she was the only black woman he probably ever dealt with, but he sent her off right. Didn't give her no issues.
And imagine being a man having that much money to give him a divorce and turn around and get married and have twins.
And not be worried about it.
Okay.
Not be worried. Yeah, I just gave my ex $150 million, but, you know, I'm a billionaire, so what? You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
But I think, and I'm gonna play this message because it's a lot around the lines of what I'm thinking. I think you do meet people and you see by being human, what are they doing in their lives? How does it compare to my life? And what do I have in my life to offer them in their life? Right? I think that's about balance. But my concern with this topic is women that only peep what a man is doing, what a man can do in their life, but they never think about what can I do in theirs.
Uh-huh. Society has set that up with the happy wife, happy life thing. Where it doesn't matter if a man's happiness, nigga, just spend your money and provide for her and make sure she's never unhappy. Then that way you can at least have some decent time to yourself. Right. That's all we're offered. Decent time to ourselves as long as you're extremely happy. That's no longer acceptable.
Right. I'm going to play this message.
I think that both genders date each other upon what they can provide, whether it's some coochie, whether it's some dick, whether it's some money, whether it's for a woman to cook and clean and take care of his kids. It's always about what someone can do for you. Like, that's why we reach out to people, because they provide things for us. We're human and we're always going to want something in return. So I don't know. I don't know.
This brings me to my thought that I dropped today earlier on a different show, where I was talking about women who don't know that they have pit stop pussy.
Oh, man.
Pit stop pussy is like when a man is dealing with a woman sexually, they might not even go out on dates. They might not even hang out. They don't do nothing else together. And they don't want to, but the dick is enough. The pussy is enough for now until I find somebody else to entertain. And there's a lot of women who try to add on to the pit stop pussy of what they're giving when that man never asked you to add on to that. So you are deemed pit stop pussy in his mind, and you're cooking and you're cleaning and you're taking care of shit he needs to take care of as a man. And he's not going to tell you to stop, because why would he? What's the benefit of telling you to stop? There's more benefit in just letting you do what you do. A lot of women find themselves in a relationship that only they are in, when that man is single and he only deems you pissed off pussy. You're the pussy he gets to deal in when he needs to get off in the midst of him looking for his next woman. And it's very important to understand when that is now your title with someone, because you could think that you're in a relationship that you're the only one that's in. And then you turn around and you demonize this man for allowing you to do all of these things, knowing damn well he didn't want to get married to you, knowing damn well he didn't want to be in a serious, committed relationship with you, and you were the only one cutting off all of your other options for somebody that only deemed you as pit stop pussy.
Preach. Preach!
You are not in a relationship that you think you in unless somebody verbatim agrees that that's what we're both doing. You are not, you are not engaged until somebody says you are engaged and you are willing to also make sure that this man has an engagement band to let the other bitches know he's engaged. Because a lot of women like to have this idea of what they want their ring to be and then go into a jewelry shop and get a man a rinky dink wedding band just so he can't say she didn't get me a wedding band.
Once again, happy wife, happy life. Don't give a damn about my husband's strife. You heard me?
It's happy spouse, happy spouse, happy house.
There you go. That's how you do it.
That's how that works. So unless a man says specifically, you are my woman and I am your man and we are exclusive, I'm not dealing with anyone else and you're not going to deal with anyone else, and you agree to that, then please let the person you think you in a relationship in know that you think y'all in a relationship. And look at their body language. Look, listen to their response. And if a man tells you that he don't want to get married, just know he's telling you, I don't want to get married to you. I don't see you as being my wife in the future. So stop doing wife shit. Think he's going to think, you know what? This chicken tastes like your wife. The way you put this fabric softener in my clothes and my linens smells like your wife. You somebody's wife, but this is not your man. This is not your husband. So don't beat yourself up being mad at a man that never wanted the position to be your husband in the first place.
Exactly.
And just like Dungeon said at the beginning of this episode, a pretty face is a pretty face. Pussy is pussy. And if it really was down to you're offering your pussy to a man, that's why he's with you, and it's the best of the best. Listen, you know how many Wang is out here? You know how many men out here will never say no to Punani?
I don't believe that.
There's a lot of them. So if the only way that you can show up in my life consistently or to offer anything is dick, I don't want it.
Exactly.
There are some women that will take anything you got. Just come over. Just sit on my couch. Just cuddle with me. I'll cuddle with anybody. I just need some affection. I've never been that woman. So, yes, to some men who are insecure and don't know their place, they may deem me mean or she got to be fucking somebody because I haven't fucked her in months. I'm not fucking anyone because if I'm not connected to someone, I'm not fucking. Yep. Look at me. I got a free night tonight. I have no plans to hop on anyone because there's no one that I have a connection with that I'll be comfortable calling up to share my space. But every woman is not like me, but we all should want to get to a point where if it's not going to be seasoned and provided and presented like you need it to be, you don't need it.
Speaking of which, Shane, TikTok. TikTok.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't think I've said that in a while. I don't think you're forgetting what the arrangement was.
Got you. let me say these before I go through these messages. I think the conditional love, based upon what you can do for them and what they can do for you, it's tacky, it's short-lived. And if you want an example, look at all of the women. What's his face? Rick Ross has ran through this year, and we are only in March.
You know what's funny? It must be news that y'all get down there, because I don't ever think Rick Ross would be dating anybody. Like, the only post I ever see is him, like, doing flashy shit. I never see him when the woman knew nothing. I don't know who he'd be running. I thought he was just, like, smutting girls out and that's it. But he'd be having girlfriends, apparently.
Yes, his girlfriends, he goes out on dinners with them, and they be around, but they only last about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Cause he, you know what I'm saying?
He dates mad young chicks, too. Like, that's another thing.
He dates 20-ish women. Yeah. I've never seen him with nobody in their 30s, but they're very much, girl, I know you're here for the glitz and the glamour.
Yeah, and that nigga's easily in his, what, mid-40s? So,
yeah, like, we know you're not there for him for real. Yeah.
And he knows it.
He knows it. And a lot of women always have something to say about what makes a man manly. And should you not be with a man for his intelligence? Should you not be with a man for his physical strength? Should you not be with a man for looks? Listen, the reason you're with the man versus the reason I'm with the man might be completely different. But I feel like, you know, don't create a bond with a power struggle. Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Let's be totally honest about that, too.
It's like
that doing now with what makes a man is another way these toxic women are out here trying to make you settle for shitty ass men. Because if you notice, all the requirements are things that make them a shitty ass man instead of a better man. Oh, a man that can cook, that's zesty. Oh, a man that can dance, that's zesty. Oh, a man who is emotionally in tune with you and communicate, that's zesty.
It's so stupid.
A man who works every day and has a job and is responsible, that's zesty. Oh, a man that takes care of his kids. Oh, a man that don't be beefing these Instagram hoes, that's zesty. Oh, a man who actually thinks what Russell Wilson is doing with his money in Sierra is actually the right way to be a grown man, that's zesty. Like, it's all idiotic shit to bring you back down to the dirtbag level of the men that they want to be with. You know what right. I mean? We reverse that list, it would be like, oh, only real men sleep on their mama's couch. Only real men slap their woman up every night and make sure that they inside the house with them and not cheating on them with another bitch. Only real men don't bring any kind of income in and only work on potential. Only real men drive their woman's car around.
Or my favorite. If you're this age as a woman and you're single, you might as well just get a man who has a good job. That's it.
Sure, please. Ain't nobody with a good job dating your ass at that age. Like, stop it. Like,
okay.
Hey, I get it. Like, these niggas ain't checking for y'all.
Okay. And if your goal is to get with someone to dominate them and possess them, then you don't need to be with anybody. You got to check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today I don't think people trust their feelings, and you shouldn't be moving on just your feelings. It has to be more than that. Is he rich? That's the wrong thing you need to be saying. Is he going to buy me this? That's the wrong thing you need to be saying to yourself. Is he going to take me here? That's the wrong thing you're going to be saying to yourself. And I would like to say this too, because I know this is going to happen. Spring is upon us. Summer's upon us. If you don't know this woman and you don't know this man, and this man's first date idea is to take you out of the country, make sure you have enough for your flight there and your flight back, just in case some shit happens. Make sure you have enough to get your own hotel room, because a lot of men like to corner women into must give me pussy.
Future.
If I invite her on this trip and I pay for the trip and I pay for the hotel room, she should feel obligated to give me pussy. No. Okay? And then it looks bad on the woman's part, and it looks bad on the man's part. It looks very lame on the man's part to feel like I can't get no pussy here because a woman has options to go home. Let me take her out of the country and be in the same room with her. Definitely, if I get her drunk enough, she'll say yes.
I'm not paying for none of you hoes to go anywhere. I don't like, you know what? And if I did, I would be so petty about it. It would be the worst fucking experience you had. Like, let's say you're like, oh, you in Miami, daddy? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fly you out here. You get no Spirit, you're going to have five connecting flights.
And you're gonna five connecting flights.
You'll be sitting up with the luggage in the, they're going to book you in the luggage with the dogs underneath the plane. And I'm like, how was your flight here? They were like, you must be super broke. I'm like, no, I just don't care for you. And then see if you still give it up. Because if you were that desperate to come out and see me, you probably, you know, you have no self-worth, so you gotta fuck.
And if she don't have the money to go home, she's probably going to feel like she has to make sure she could go home.
Yeah, you gonna have to fuck somebody to get up out of here. Might as well be me.
You know what I'm saying? If that man is not patient with you, he don't like you like that. If he doesn't care about your goals or what you have to do today, he doesn't like you like that. If he doesn't spend quality time with you and y'all only go out when he wants to show face in public or go to a restaurant or he just got a new car so he wants to take you somewhere, he's using you as a trophy as much as you feel like you're using him. It's not because he likes you for real. If he doesn't value your opinion, he doesn't want it. He doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? If he is not intimate with you through thought, you are nobody on his priority list. So this illusion that women will have to be in a man's life who's already doing it for himself already, you have nothing to contribute, is wild to me. Okay? If you can't trust his word, you knew that from the moment you met him. Okay? If he doesn't care about your betterment and he doesn't teach you anything and you met him, you were struggling, and in the middle of the relationship that you're having with him, you're struggling, he's not here to help you get out that struggle. Some men are so insecure that they will just rather have a bitch that looks like shit around them so nobody can say, I'd be seeing him out, he maybe have X, Y, and Z, but he ain't got no bitches.
Sad.
Okay? Because a man with money doesn't make that man very manly and secure in himself. You got to be there mentally already.
Uh-huh. Facts.
But you, as a woman, you should be asking yourself, with what I see this man doing for himself already and where I see him at mentally, do I want to support his goals?
Uh-huh.
And most of y'all don't want to, but y'all don't have the balls to be like, thank you, but no thanks.
Yep.
And that, I feel like that's what you need. So no, I don't feel like you should be dating men contingent just upon what they can provide for you or do for you, because some men do that up front. And once they feel like they got you, you are now his prisoner slave.
There you go.
So, yeah. I would run through these messages, but it's 9:04. Dungeon has a night on his hands. I have a night of no children and just chilling in my house.
Give them the most two recent ones. Give them the most two recent ones.
Okay.
So they can hit
them. Slow down.
Yeah.
What's up, Dungeon? Shan, Men of Science.
What's up?
How we doing? Do you only date men contingent upon what they can provide? Well, it depends on what they want. I think we're experiencing a time where black women, and I can only speak in generalities rather than specifics, I believe is wise. Where black women, they're starting to realize that this feminism thing is really not it. And right. You can't be treated equally and have special treatment at the same time. So it depends on what the woman wants. And that's really what it boils down to. All right, peace, men of science.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, the feminism movement for all women at this point, you know, has to be teaching y'all some form of lesson that it ain't working. You know what I mean? It's just not working. So, because it's all going to end up backfiring. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, like, and while you're doing that, they're taking away all kinds of stuff for you minorities, too. You know, they already got rid of what you call it, affirmative action. Now they're getting rid of all the DEI stuff. They want you to have to work in an all-white world and have brown skin so they can mistreat you now and be mistreating you because there are no rules in place to tell us how to treat these people.
Yeah.
Like, that's what y'all realize, you know what I mean? So, you know, y'all can stop with all that shit. Ain't nothing wrong with a woman being independent and having her shit. But stop trying to be the man all the time and not knowing, as Shane said, when to shut up and just chill out and let the man lead. If he's a deserving of a leader position. Don't get it twisted. Because all these niggas not in deserving leadership positions either.
Right. Got one more?
Damn, she gets it. You got me in my feelings again. I felt like I was Pit Stop Penis. Whatever the case is, I have fortunately built very good habits with regards to dealing with emotional pressures and judgment from women, but then also judgment from men as well, and also, you know, how to run a household and be emotionally attuned and not feel crazy and being very firm and logical and all that, something that was very important for me when dealing in emotional matters, like to still be clear-headed and be able to move forward in a direction even when people are accusing each other of doing a bunch of different things and blaming each other for not being happy and all that. So, you know, I thank God all the time because God sincerely got me through this. Reading the Torah and following my Torah has sincerely got me through a messed up American relationship. Shalom.
Yeah.
I just, you know, a Torah dad, I'm going to charge you for a one-on-one therapy session, because I can tell you what you're missing. The one thing you're missing is you got to have a little bit of asshole in you, my man, because you are way too nice. Like, I can just tell you, treating these bitches way too good. Like, you could be a good man and still be a little bit of an asshole, because they want that. You can't just be an all-around good guy. There's got to be some mysteriousness to you and a little bit of assholes. Stop trying to be. I know you, if you're big in the Torah or if you're religious and all that, you got to follow what, you know, God be this to do that. But listen, if you want to get a woman that's going to respect you the way you deserve to be respected, sometimes you got to be a little bit of an asshole and another, hey, I'm not the one. You know, you're not going to punk me around. You're not going to be, there'll be repercussions for cheating on me, all that. If women think that they should date you and just openly cheat on you and disrespect you, it's because you're way too. Because they don't even fear that you may physically harm them. And I'm not sitting here promoting domestic violence. I'm just saying a woman should at least think twice before just disrespecting a man off the fact that I don't know if this nigga will knock my ass out or not. You know, like I should at least be worried that he may harm me if I try to embarrass him in some way. You come off as, I don't give a fuck what I do to this dude. I'm just going to do whatever I feel like doing, and he better deal with it. And we got to get out of that zone. So the next woman you get with will know, you know, to respect you the way you deserve and need to be respected as a man. I'm going to charge you for these classes, though. Don't get it twisted. It ain't going to be free. I promise. Your next relationship will be totally different. Totally different.
Yeah. But wish could stay longer, but we gotta get up out of here. But I appreciate you guys for coming through. But yes, nobody needs to be pit stop for nobody to when they could just get the lotion and get it off or watch a flick and go to sleep. Like I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to waste no man's time and make him have the illusion that I want him here and I don't. So, but not everybody is like me. Again, some people will waste your time and make you feel like they want you there and they don't. They just want their kitchen clean and their clothes washed. But do with what I said what you will. Do with what Dungeon said what you will. But when you peep a woman is using you because she doesn't want an adult, get out of that. You know what I'm saying? Get out of that. There's always a woman that you ain't got to pay for that wants to be in your life that you're going to like and you're going to respect. And there's always going to be a man somewhere, I don't know where the hell he is right now, that I am going to do. Shut up, Dungeon! But for the time being, he is nowhere to be found, so I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? I could be one of those women outside giving men illusions that, you know, I want them and I just want to get in their pockets because I'm bored. But I'm not. I've never been that girl, but I know those women do exist. And it's unfortunate.
We'll let y'all know when Shan starts looking, y'all. Yeah. Right now. She's single strictly because of herself. Trust me. Trust and believe when I... It's all her fault she's single. Don't worry about it.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I will not deny that. But thank you so much for coming in here, dropping messages, and giving us your thoughts. Thank you again, Dungeon, for giving me some of your Friday. Have a good weekend. It's Easter weekend. Do not go out for breakfast or brunch on Sunday. And the police is going to be out trying to get their tickets. So...
Yeah, be easy. They'll be looking for y'all Saturday night.
So. Yeah, be easy.
Yep. Catch y'all on the flip side.
Bye.
Peace.